But atzman loy, but not they themselves you can't bring. The question is why not? Lechura, if it gives birth to one zocha, that zocha should be fit for carbon oil. So why can't you bring the zocha for carbon oil? So when it says zocha, we're talking about over here, we're going to sheyolda nekeva, where the tumor gave birth to nekeva. The more explicit question, though, but it says the Kaitim gave birth to 1,000 generations. So all the generations down that never gave birth once to a Zoch, how could that be? Some lay said back to Mama Gears Fish, Mashnin the Shnu Dechika. Like in Bavil, we give hard Dechik Dekansis. The Benegeshim says they get like the Maka, they put a pill into Ayel Pila, Bekufi the Machta, try and put an elephant through the needle hole. I mean to say true, it's a hard answer. But Kagoin, Sheyold in a cave, if that's over the Nechlami. The Mishnah is talking about a case, that's the case. Kagoin, Sheyold in a cave, if that's over the Nechlami. Who would have been given birth to a Zocha, could have been brought for a carbon. The case of the Mishnah is, but they're all Nechavis. But a Nechlami, Zocha would have been brought. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding up Chof Aleph from Aleph here by the Mishnah. Yeah, Mishnah says, you tmuras habachor, you have a bachor, and you make a tmur out of it, from it, or else for your maisib, a maisib behem, and you make a tmur from it. So, lochor is vloden. Now, if the tmur gives birth, or vlod, vloden, grandchild, that's why for how many generations down, that's why for elam, hareeluke bachor kumaisa, they have the same malocha like a bachor and like a maisa, even though we had before psukim that a tmura is not brought for a korb in the tmura of a bachor, said who? And not the tumura, and no one did ma'is learn out from Bechor, but still it's chal kedusha on the tumura that you have to wait till it becomes a balmum. When it's a balmum, you still have to be noyeg b'kedusha. Even when you sell it, you have to be noyeg b'kedusha, same way you noyeg b'kedusha on the Bechor and the ma'isa. So reyel kebechor chamaisa. What does that mean to say? V'yoychel b'mum and the bailim, that the bailim could eat it when it becomes a balmum. A tumura also the bailim could eat when it becomes a balmum. The tumur of a Bechor goes to the Kohen, and the tumur of a Maisa goes to the Yisrael. If so, man ben Bechor Maisa ben Kol HaKodshim, so what's the difference then? Shekol HaKodshim we had was Nimkorim B'Yitlis. All Kodshim, once they become a Balmum and you want to be paid to them, so you're allowed to sell them in the regular marketplace. And V'Nishrotim B'Yitlis, you can make a Shrit in the marketplace. V'Nishkolim B'Litra, and you could weigh it, sell them with the regular weight, sell them normally. Because you'll get more money this way, and the money goes to Hegdish, so it's Kedai. Chutz min ha-bechor v'yamaisa, excluding the bechor and ha-maisa, that these things, when you want to sell the meat, you're not allowed to sell it in the marketplace, because the money goes to you. So therefore it's a bizoyin to do these things to Kachim, you can't sell it in the marketplace with the regular weight, you have to sell it differently. So therefore, Tmur at the same Allah also, it has this Kedusha, you can't sell in the marketplace, or Belitra. Now, the Yeshlem pigeon, this pigeon, it could be Poida, the Bechor, it could be Poida, it becomes a Balmum. Well, it's more the same pigeon, it's a regular Kachim. A regular Kachim, when it becomes a Balmum, it could be Poida the Kachim. Hodinul Tumur Asayim, a Tumur of another Korbin, when it becomes a Balmum, it could be Poida it. Bechutzman a Bechor via Maisa. That's not by Bechor via Maisa, there's no din pigeon. A Bechor, you can't be Poida it, you can't get the Kedusha off the Bechor. Rashi says, chutz min habachor v'maisa, it's different here. Yeah, b'chor it says, lo tipod v'maisa k'siv lo yigoyl, that he can be poida. That when it becomes a bamum, that's the loch, you have to eat it, b'mumai. That by a b'chor the Kohen eats it, and by a maisa the Yisrael eats it. But not to try to be poida it, to make it go out l'chulin completely. Now the Mishnah says, u'boyi mechutz l'aretz, all other kabonis, you could bring the animal even from chutzlaretz. Or else, if you're makdish and a korban oila chutzlaretz, you have a chiv to bring a teretz Yisrael to be makavit. Chutz min abachor u'maisa. Mashenkein abachor u'maisa that's born in chutzlaretz, you don't have a chiv to bring a teretz Yisrael. Just shimbo to me mem yikru, it's up to you. If you want to, you could bring it when it's a tam, and you can bring it for korban if you want to. But you don't have a chiv. Yeah. And the reason is, Mr. says, no, don't say reason yet, v'yim ishim balim t'mimim yikrivu, v'yim balim mumim yochel b'mumim l'baylim. But by b'chor and ha-maisa, it depends. If you want, you could bring it when it's a tam, but when it's a balim mum, then you leave it where it is, and then the chami, then the b'aylim eat it. So that's one of the reasons that by the pidgin, that when a b'chor becomes a Ba'amum, the Kohen could eat it. So if it was not such a big purpose of bringing it to Yerushalayim for Korban, but he could just hold on to it, and if it becomes a Ba'amum, he'll use it there. Amr Rabbi Shimon says, explains that now, my time, what's the reason that you don't have to bring a Bechor from Kutz Loras to Yerushalayim, not a Bechiv? Sha'Bechor v'yamayis, so yesh lem panosim emkaimam. Because wherever you are, it could be used there. Meaning to say there's a takana, Rashi says. There's the future for it. That wait till it becomes a balmum, and then the kohen can eat it wherever he is, even in chutz laretz. But for shar kol hakochim, any other korban, afa pishnola ben mum, even though it comes a mum on the korban, harei lebukdush soson, they still have the kedusha. And since they still have the kedusha, you have to redeem it. So, and the money, when you pray with it, the money goes up for korban. Therefore, since anyway the domin is eventually going to be used for a korban, there there's a svar you should bring the korban itself better. But jins by a bechor and a ma'isa, when it comes to ba'amum, you don't have to sell it and give the money to Hegdish, but rather you just eat it the way it is, so therefore you don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. You could just let it stay outside Eretz Yisrael and just wait till it becomes a ba'amum and eat it then. Omar Rabba bar Rav Aza. Boyin b'marovin, that you saw the Yisrael like this. What's going to be hamata mumba tumurosai b'chor u'maisa? The loch of a tumur of a b'chor u'maisa, it's not korov. It just has a kedushas aguf on it. You have to wait till it has a ba'mum. But it has no kedushas akrov, you don't bring it for korban. If so, mao, are you allowed to put a mum? Are you over a lav? By regular korban, there's a lav, a pasuk says a mum lo yiyaboy. You're not allowed to put a mum into a korban because you're pathless for that korova. But what's going to be the tumura of a bechor and a ma'aser? Anyway, it's not brought for korban. Is there any avera making a mum in it? Mi amrina, do I say kivun le kraven? Since they're not korov for korban le mechayiv, there's no issa to make a mum in it. Or do maybe kivun the kotchi mechayiv? Since the ma'aser has a kedushas aguf on it, there is an issa not to put a bal make into a bal mum. Some le abaye said back, and pashen abaye holds that there's no issa, and he said like this. If you have a shayla with tiburlach, why don't you ask the same shayla about hamato mum b'chi shemaisa? When you count the maisa behemah, the loch is when you count the ninth one by mistake, you call the ninth one number 10, so it's chalak kedusha on it, but it's not korban for korban. You have to wait till it becomes a bamum and then you pray through it. So why don't you ask the shayla on that korban also? Since you can't makrev it, is there any issa to make it into bamum? Elo maishno chid lekumiborle. How come you didn't ask the question over there? It must be like Abaye holds the svar is the Rachmona Miata. Since it's a Ferish Miata Kroz, the Apostle says, Asiri, that you only bring for Korban the tenth one. But Loisi Achi, the ninth one is not brought for Korban. If so, since it's a special Apostle that says it's not brought for Korban, that's why you tell me in Svar there's no reason to make a mum on it. If so, the same Svar should apply here also. Hochinami, Rachmona Miatinu, the Torah said clearly that by the Tumur of Bechor it's not Korban. It says, Loiti Podei, Kaidishem can't be part of the Bechor, but rather remains Kaidishem. So we dash in Haim Kravim, only the Bechor itself is brought for Korban. But Vien Tmurosan Kravim, but its Tmura is not brought for Korban. Rav Nachman by Yitzchot Masnul Hocha, that means he learned like this. That Omer Rav Acha Bered Rav Aza, Boyim B'marovin, in our soul, he has to shail up like this. What's going to be Hamato Mum B'chi Shemaisa? When you have your Maaseh Behemia, that the ninth one, the mistake you call that number 10. So, locher is it's Chalak Kedusha, but you don't bring it for Korban. So, now, was there any Issa to be Matla Mumin or not? So, Omle again, so he answered back and said, V'tibor, loch, how come you did not ask the same Shaila? About Hamato Mum, B'tumuras Bechor Maaseh. We have the Tumur of a Bechor or a Maaseh, the same Shaila. It itself is Korav, just there's no Mum in it. It itself is Korav. No, forget, it itself is not Korav. Because it has a kedushas aguf, so one he has the same shayla there. There are navera putting a mum there now, since it's not korov. El amayshna tumuras b'chor amayset lokim ibo. How come he asked the question over there? To lokim ibo yelocha. Why the rachmona miatinu? Because the Torah says clearly that has no kedusha, and since it has no dinah korov, you don't bring it for korban. And since you don't bring it for korban, there's no whisper of matla mum. It's the same thing here also. And the rachmona miatinu, because the pasuk says kodesh shem, only the b'chor is kodesh. And Hain Kravim, only the Bechor itself is brought for Korban, the Yain Tmurosan Kraver. If so, the Pshat, since there's a Gzeras HaKosov here, so Chi Shomaisa Nami, the same thing, Rachmonami, the Torah says clearly not like that. The Pasuk says, Ho Asiri, only the tenth one is Kaddish. Lohitzi Esachi, that this ninth one is not brought for Korban. So since it's not brought for Korban, who Adin the Locher is, There's no wisdom to make it into a mum. So in the Chami, that's what Abaye holds the story is, there's no wisdom to be matl a mum on such a behemoth, even though it has a kedusha zaguf, but since it has no din hakrov, there's no aveira. Then the Mishnah says, v'imbol tamimim, that if you want to bring a bechor from chutz l'aretz atam, you could bring it if you want, you could. Where Minu have a question, it says that Ben Antignus Helu Bechoris Mibovel, he brought up his Bechoris from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, for like Kilu Mimenu, and they were not in the Kavla, they didn't want to take it. So Rashi says, Ukosh, as a Kashan Amaspis Netoni, our Mishnah says, in Bovel Tmimim Yikrivu, they bring it, you could, you are Makrivit. And Eretz Mashmi brought it up, and they didn't want to accept it. So Mar says, Omer Rav Chizla Kash, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Hor Rabbi Shmuel, Hor Rabbi Kiva, so Machlekas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya was learned like this. Rabbi Yaisi Yaimer. So Chizda Selva Lakash, Rabbi Shmuel Hor Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya was learned like this. Rabbi Yaisi Yaimer Gimel Dvor Mishum Gimel Zekainim. He said over three halachas, the name of three Zekainim. That Rabbi Shmuel Amar Mishmuel says that Yochel, I would have thought to say, Ya lo de maisi sheni, bizman azeh, a person today, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, you could bring your maisi sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim, v'yachlen of Yerushalayim. That's halacha, maisi sheni can't eat outside Yerushalayim. So maybe today also you could eat it in Yerushalayim. V'din, where's the score like that? B'chor toin ha'voyis mokim, a korban b'chor, we know you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. V'maisi toin ha'voyis mokim, maisi sheni can only eat inside Yerushalayim. So ma b'chor, one svar is just like b'chor, is ein nechel elu b'fnei abayis, just like a b'chor can only eat it when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, ma b'chor ein nechel can be forced to come on, de boi matin domim v'imru l'mizbeach. You have to put the domim and the imru on the mizbeach. So pshita, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't do it. If so, af maisa, same stretch applied to maisa sheni also. Ein nechel elu b'fnei abayis, you can only eat maisa sheni when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Without a Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat it. That's once where you cannot eat it. So he says back, no. That loyim amat, didn't I tell you, the bechor, that you know the reason why you can't bring a bechor, but it's not the Beis HaMikdash, after the churban abayis, shekein toin matan dom v'yamur l'gavim mezbeach, pshita, because the bechor is a korban. So you have to put the blood and the yamur and burn it on the mezbeach. So after the churban abayis, you can't do that. But to yom ha'maisa, batei ha'maisa sheni, to loy, like, there's no avoida, the maisa sheni, just bring it in Yerushalayim. You don't have to bring it on the mezbeach. So maybe even though the zman is there, there's no Beis HaMikdash, maybe still could eat in Yerushalayim. So Mora says, no, Amata, I'll tell you Bikurim. Halacha is Bikurim. That the tunan avoyis mokim, you have to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And umaisa turn avoyis mokim. And maisa sheni has to be brought in Yerushalayim. So say the same thing, ma bikurim, just like bikurim. Ein nechol amel lefnei habayis, just like bikurim is only nechol. Lefnei habayis, because the other apostle says, Rashi says, it says, lefnei mizbeach, the siv v'nach, lefnei Hashem lekechom. So, af maisu, adin maisu sheni also, then nechol amel lefnei habayis, you can only eat maisu sheni in Yerushalayim, bizman there's a base of Midrash. So where it says, no, I'll tell you, mal bikurim, bikurim is something special. I'll tell you, mal bikurim, shekein tunin hanocha. That the mitzvah bikurim is you have to bring it up and give it to the kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and he puts it down lefnei Hashem, like Rashi says, hanocha means lefnei hamizbeach. You have to put down the bikurim right in front of the mizbeach. The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, vihinach lefnei Hashem lekecha. Teyama, the Gemara says, mashenkin b'maitzah b'maitzah sheni, deloy, like maitzah sheni has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, it's only to bring it into Yerushalayim. So I would have thought to say, maybe maitzah sheni you could bring today and eat in Yerushalayim. And this would come out, no, Talmud Oyim, the Pasuk says like this. It says, Hekashir, the Pasuk says, V'yachalt lefnei Hashem lekech, it's supposed to eat in front of Hashem. Maisa digoncho v'sirochcho v'yitzarecho, uv'koyrus b'korcho v'tzoyncho. There's one big Pasuk here. So Hekish, the first that makes Hekish, the same halacha, Maisa lebechor, that Maisa sheni has the same halacha, like Korban bechor. And to tell us that this Pasuk says Maisa digoncho, and then it says b'korrus b'korecho. So, ma b'chor, just like a korban b'chor, ain't a nechel elu b'fnei habayis, you can only eat it when you have a Beis HaMikdash, is that for maisa, same thing a maisa also. Ain't nechel elu b'fnei habayis, you can only eat maisa sheni when it's brought, when you have the Beis HaMikdash. But if not, not. So, kiss that learn now from this posik. For the Gemara still, what do we need a posik for? For lehed the din of leisiv metzad, why can't I learn out from the mehatzad? And learn out that the maisa bikurim and b'chor needs the Beis HaMikdash. So who are din? Maisa sheni also needs the Beis HaMikdash. Filoin are from one alone, because each one has its own chumrah. One needs hakrova for the emurim and dam, and the bikurim needs hanochum. But learn from both of them together, so maybe it should be good. So what do you need a postik for? Then we should know from this svara here that it's only bikurim ma'aseh sheni is only in the base of Mikdash. So it says no. Amar Rav Ashi, Mishum Diklamem, we can say like this. That Hakoponim, both the Bikurim and the Bechor, has something to do with the Mizbeach. So that's why it's only done when you have the Beis Hamikdash. Ma'ashenke and Ma'asishen has nothing to do with the Mizbeach at all. Like the Bikurim needs Hanoch on the Mizbeach, in front of the Mizbeach, and the Bechor needs Dam on the Mizbeach. Ma'ashenke and Ma'asishen does not need it. I would not learn out from those two. So therefore, I need a special person to teach me that b'zman hazeh you cannot eat ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says, the show what the Girsas are here. The Gemara says, "Umay kesava, what does he hold?" The Rashi says, "The pshita le the bechor and nechel ma'aseh sheni mesapak le." Our tan here, our Gemara has a suffix whether you can eat ma'aseh sheni or not in Yerushalayim. But mashma bechor was treated to Gemara, you cannot eat the bechor in Yerushalayim now without the Beis Hamikdash. If so, Mike Sava, what do we hold? Smells like this. E Kesava, if he holds that Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha Lashaita, but Kitcha Lasa Lavoyim, if you hold the first base to Middish, it's Kedusha, is even Lasa Lavoyoso, even Bizman as the after the Kurban Abayis. If so, then, Loishno Bechrov, Loishno Maisa, Pinei Havoninu, both of them should be able to be brought. The Maisa has the Kedusha, is as if the base to Middish is here. Rashi says, "Tevaya b'chor ma'ase b'nei havoninu v'yakrivam." You could bring them. Hoyel v'hash denami kedushi Yerushalayim lakriv. It's called Yerushalayim and kriv makriv there. So pshit, you could bring the ma'ase sheni, and who then b'chor also should be able to do it. Yeah, mash even b'chor also. Or else, if you tell me now that Bechor is no good, so Pshit, the Mice was also no good, and it shouldn't be a Shaila. Yeah. Leshno Bechor, Leshno Mice, Bnei Havoninu. Vik, so if you hold what? That Kedusha Rishon was Kitchel Shait, and it was only Kodesh Kol Zman, you have the Beis Hamikdash. But for like Kitchel, lost love way after the Churban Abayis. It has no Mekdusha anymore, the Beis Hamikdash. So, Filo Bechor, Nami Tiboiloch. At the same type of a sofik you have about Ma'aseh Sheni, why don't you have the same sofik about Bechor Monashach? Is it still called the Chveis the Bayis or not? This Girs is very shveya, because the Ma'aseh, Bechor, Avadi can't bring, if it has no Kedusha now, you can't be Makar of the Bechor, Chor Pshita. So Rashi just says, if you want to say it's not Kodesh, and Afilu Hochi Misafkalei, that Ma'aseh is a Tibor Nami Bechor, you should have a shal about Bechor also. So I'm not sure exactly what should be the shal about the Bechor. The Chor Bechor, for sure, you can't bring. It's gears a little bit shver. That's why Rashi has the gears to hear. Filo b'chor nami tiboiloch. So Mor says yes. Le'yerlem will I tell you kesarvri holds kedusha rishani kitch l'shait tevuloi kitch l'os love. No, there's no kedusha now after the korban abayis. So just like b'chor is no good. So what's it sad about ma'isa? V'ochem ma'yaskin kugoyin shenizrak domoi shel b'chor b'fnei abayis. That right before the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, you made as weak as Adam, you shechted your Bechor, and you made as weak as Adam, Bifnei Abayis, and then Bechor of Abayis, then there's Churban Abayis Beis Hamikdash. For your dying Bosakim, you still have the meat left over from the Korban Bechor. Look at like this. Kivon the East Adam, since we have some blood left over right now, the Korban, Loi Bar Zeriko, you can't make a Zeriko right now, because it's a Churban Abayis, is also Boser Yalef Midam. So this meat, we learn out from the Dam, to say, just like you can't bring the dam now, who then you can't eat the meat right now? So it's the limud right now that this meat cannot be eaten. And so once I learn out that you cannot